producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, friends, Dave Mustaine's mother-in-law, and I'm really good friends with Dave and his wife, Pam. They stayed at my home many times. Just dear, sweet people, of course, the Metallica and Megadeth fame. His mother-in-law is still missing after a month, and they can't find her. And just please pray that she be found and that she be safe, or that at least something be discovered soon. But please pray for Dave Mustaine. He's done so much to promote liberty. He's been demonized so much, and Pam is just so sweet, and bad things just happen to the best people. So please pray for the Mustaine family and Pam's mother. That's all I can really say on it. It just really freaks me out. Let's talk to Jason in Canada. Thanks for holding, Jason.
Hi there, Alex.
Welcome.
I just wanted to let you guys know, up here in Canada, you have a lot of followers. We even have people up here with tattoos on their arms with InfoWars. So,
well, if folks ought to send me a photo of that, I'd retweet it. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. I was going to do that anyway. My point, I want to let everybody know out there, and this is something that's happened to me personally. The banks out there, I wanted to hit a point that you made about 20 minutes ago about how you're a new business, you want to get things started, and they do everything to push you down. I'm a fine example of that because I came back to Canada after DJing all over the world with an invention, a DJ invention, first to market, one of a kind, and the banks did not support me when I had to make an insurance claim to cover my credit card balances. So all of my credit went into bad credit. And if they didn't want to cover the claim on that. So I told them what was going to happen, and they didn't even want to help me out. I said, I'm going to lose my business if you don't cover me for 4 to 6 months maximum on my minimum coverage. They looked at me and they smiled and said,
sir, it's always been like that. The big ultra rich that aren't free market, instinctively, like a father lion trying to eat his son, they want to take him out. That is so inaccurate. What's the Disney movie about the lion in Africa? What's that called? The Lion King. And the real Lion King, his dad would eat him. And that's basically what goes on here, is this predatory thing where they don't want new businesses to form and operate. And it's before in America, that was not the rule. That's what made us so great. Now we're going back into that kind of European model. It's horrible. Thank you, Jason. God bless you. Matt in Canada, another Canadian calling in. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I love and respect everything you're doing. I've been a longtime listener since well before 9/11, so I'm very happy to be on here. First-time caller. So I'm glad to hear you talking about the serious drought going on in California. You know, I think you and I both know, and all your listeners know, this is being done intentionally. You know, they're being created by chemtrails.
Yeah, no, they have Bill and Melinda Gates-funded weather modification going on 24/7 over the West Coast. It's the most targeted. Even meteorologists have shown it on mainstream news, how they block the weather fronts, the water coming in, with the aluminum dioxide. It's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they are basically trying to cut off our food supply around the planet. You know, California is the breadbasket of North America. And my friends and I, Joe Ego and I, are working. We simply found a solution, and I want to share this with you guys, because Illuminati and New World Order and, you know, the people at Bohemian Grove, and they practice these satanic rituals, they're telling us, you know, this truly is a spiritual battle for our hearts and minds.
Sure, we're almost out of time. What's the solution?
Okay, so basically there's a scientist named Marcel Vogel. He's invented these crystals that amplify your thoughts. And basically we go to Mount Shasta in California, and we do basically these Native American rain ceremonies to bring rain, and we can actually affect the weather in California and around the planet and bring healing energy back to the planet again.
Well, I know it'll draw attention to what's going on regardless. Interesting. Send me some information. We could do a rain dance and ask that Bill Gates stop his secret geoengineering program, which they admit he's doing. It's just the details are secret. Well, we've got the satellite photos.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their programs until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And because early voting runs through this Friday, you don't have to wait until election day. You can vote all week.
The Rio Riva County Clerk's Office reported this afternoon that a voter trying to cast an early ballot in Espanola today was told he had already voted 3 days prior.
Activist on the tape goes on to suggest that discarded ballots could be collected from what she called Ghetto Aurora, saying that African Americans and Mexicans tend to throw out their ballots.
It didn't work.
As for those programs we do need, I'll make them work better and I'll make them cost less.
Thousands of federal workers are issued taxpayer-funded credit cards so long as they buy items that cost less than $3,000 or micro purchases. Our review found about $20 billion in just about the course of a year.
We'll save billions by cutting waste and improving management and strengthening oversight.
We asked all of these other major federal agencies based here in D.C. for their micro purchase shopping lists, and all refused.
I'm pledging to cut the deficit we inherited by half by the end of my first term in office.
The Independent Congressional Budget Office warning a new fiscal crisis is coming if Washington doesn't get its spending in check.
Yeah, Obama
raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Live
from the InfoWars.com studios.
First, Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu.
Ebola is capable of entering human airway cells. Ebola is primed to be able to have respiratory transmission.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it.
Waging war on corruption, broadcasting worldwide, November 5th, 2014, on this Wednesday edition, a truly historic day, a truly historic broadcast. This is a near total mega political realignment. One of the biggest peaceful political realignments, not just in U.S. history, but in Western electoral history. Republicans have every congressional seat in Arkansas, a Democrat state just 6 years ago. Republicans elected black women to Congress. Republicans elected young women to Congress. Republicans elected Hispanics to high office. Republicans across the board in southern states elected the first black men for the Republican ticket into Congress since right after the Civil War. It goes on and on and on. A massive repudiation of the entire establishment. Last night, during our 6 hours of live coverage, the crew did an excellent job, and all the other hosts here at InfoWars Nightly News and syndicated operations. But it was still disgusting to cut to the different Republican victory speeches where it was just the same old Republican country club types with their connections to the big banks and the people that helped write Obamacare and the Republicans that compromised on restricting the Second Amendment and the police state and the warmongering. We have our work cut out for us. But at the same time, it is a huge sign that the Democrats are at the weakest position they've been since 1920. Pre-Depression numbers. The Democratic Party has been routed across the board. Here's the problem. The globalists have the Republican blue blood leadership waging war on the Tea Party and their own constituents, circling the wagons now, announcing they're going to go after the Tea Party now because they understand that's on their flank. They just want to be in power. They want business as usual. That's why they all got up with talking points, the blue blood candidates that won, riding the Tea Party wave, and said, we want to get things done. We want to pass all these bills. We want to get this Pacific partnership done. We want to, get these energy deals done. What they mean is they want to water down the globalist agenda on the surface and ram it through. You notice we don't hear from Mitch McConnell or John Boehner about repealing Obamacare. We hear about, quote, fixing parts of it. You don't fix something written to selectively jack up taxes on people and double and triple their premiums. The average premium's already doubled. Everyone I know, it's gone up at least 70%. Some people, it's doubled, tripled. Now they say get ready this fall and next year, this fall into the winter and the next year, for it to go up even more. They've already gone up on my dad almost 100%. He just got a letter last week. He showed it to me when I was at his house this weekend with the kids. And they said, you and your wife have not had a claim since 1990, but it just doesn't matter. You're going to be fined $5,000 by Obamacare because our rate is too low, and you're supposed to buy this amount each year. Here are my parents, both 66, and they never use their insurance, and they're healthy. And they've just been told, we've got to increase your premium $250 a month. And they've already jacked it up. So the big insurance companies got together and wrote a monumental screw job where they get half the increase and the government gets the other half as a tax. It surveils everything you do. It brings in control. And now McConnell has come out right after he won and said, no shutdowns of the government and no full Obamacare repeal.
But it doesn't matter. His wife's wearing a pretty red dress and smiling and has nice hair and nice makeup. I'm going to puke.
Mitch McConnell tried to defeat Rand Paul when he was running for the Senate against the Democrats. When Rand Paul won, he took him under his wing. And I think Rand Paul needs to get out from underneath Mitch McConnell's wing. I'm going to vomit. And, of course, on the same news article I'm looking at, there's a picture of Boehner, who, behind the scenes, is holding hands, not with Obama. Sure, he plays golf with him and smokes cigarettes and drinks with him. I could care less about that part. That's the only human part of these people. Behind the scenes, the same special interests are holding hands, running this. And I know you know this. That's why you're the enemy of the establishment, because you know the game. You know we've been conquered by fraud. You know the narrative of truth that if we put it out there, will bring these people down. And that's why the talking point on every channel, whether it was conservative or libertarian or liberal or establishment, all the state-run affiliate media was saying a repudiation of the Tea Party, a repudiation of Obama, tying the two together when they're polar opposites, and an endorsement of establishment Republicans. So the system is now lashing out at its real enemy. They're going to give us lip service. They're going to tinker with Obama's blanket amnesty. They're going to criticize him on the surface. But they're going to let the whole agenda continue because the people that own this country through fraud want that. Even Rush Limbaugh's come out and says, drive-by media and GOP establishment team up to spin elections as repudiation of Tea Party. I got to hand it to Rush Limbaugh. I feel sorry for him. He's hard to understand now because he's hearing impaired. But he got really bad under Bush going with the establishment. But he knows where his bread's buttered with his listeners especially. And he knows they're all libertarian conservatives basically and that they understand what's going on. And he's come right out and told the truth. But I was sitting there watching it last night and covering it, and that's clearly what was going on. So the reason Rush Limbaugh is saying exactly what I'm saying is not because we got some memo from the stork that dropped it down the chimney. It's because that's the truth. And it's the establishment Republicans that if they would have just embraced reform, going back to the Republic, going back to what made us so exceptional and so great and so wealthy and so admired and so loved, they would have had a total sweep. And they already had a massive, devastating victory. But it was the people's victory. It was a repudiation. And it was Republican voters voting for blacks, black women, Hispanic women, young women, because they had good rhetoric and had been in local office and done good things. Listen, I could care less if somebody's black, if they'll leave my guns alone and cut my taxes. Believe me. In fact, quite frankly, if I had a choice over a black conservative libertarian or a white conservative libertarian, I'd vote for the black conservative libertarian just because I want to get blacks off the plantation and voting for free market. So, I mean, I guess I am discriminatory. I would vote for a minority patriot over a white a patriot because we need, I agree with Rand Paul on this, to broaden the base. But you don't do that by waddling in to the middle of the situation and saying, okay, we'll be nice. We'll accept the 60 million. It's got to be like 60 million. It's not 35 million. It's way more. Everybody knows that. It's off the chart. Of all these illegals, and then just accept them and say, we'll do whatever you want for a North American union, because that's what this is about, is breaking this country up. And, of course, I'm being a bit tongue-in-cheek. I'm not a discriminatory type person. I would study the candidate and find out who the very best was. But if they were almost the same candidate and I couldn't decide it was better, I might, just to change the face of the Republican Party, go with the minority. Because I don't care. I just want freedom. I care about the content of somebody's brain and their actions. And I'm sick of the good old boy networks of the Ku Klux Klan-run Democrat Party. And this is a giant rejection of race-based politics. They jumped the shark. They went whole hog saying, turn your guns in, accept Obamacare. Your families aren't good. And if you don't agree with us, you're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're a sexist. If you don't like Hillary Clinton, everywhere she campaigned for people were the biggest nosedives. She campaigned heavily in Arkansas. Total Republican takeover. It doesn't work anymore. And so it's a repudiation of race-based politics. I don't think they're dead, but they're on their knees, and they're going out. We want it to happen. We'll be back. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We'll give you the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com headlines straight ahead. Give the number out and take your phone calls.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
a very good sign that despite the fact that America is so sick of Republicans, so sick of country club blue bloods with their crony capitalism, getting their SNL bailout money and getting their no-bid weapons contracts and trying to create a North American Union and Bush signing it in secret with Paul Martin and Vicente Fox in 2005 in Waco, Texas. We're sick of both parties. We know they're disgusting. We know that Congress needs a giant enema, basically. And I'm sorry to use a term like that, but we all know what's going on up there. As Mark Twain said, politicians are like diapers, and both should be changed frequently for the same reason. It comes down to that. But they really are a reflection of we the people. And the fact that Republicans were desperate for change and got fooled into voting for Obama to put him into office, and then now they're desperate for change and they voted in a mixed field of Republicans. Some of them we don't know who they are. Some of them are establishment. Others look like really good Tea Party type folks. The fact that the system's going after the Tea Party and the mainstream state-run media is teaming up. I was watching all these former White House officials from Obama's camp on MSNBC this morning going, these are reasonable establishment Republicans that want to get things done. Obama is calling them all. This is very good. We're going to stop the extremist Tea Party together. And if the Republicans want to expand their lead, they just need to be reasonable. The only reason the Republicans gained all these seats was because the ideas of liberty were being demanded, and a lot of Republicans picked up that rhetoric. They're going to be out on their butts as well if they don't deliver. And the Democrats are going to move, and the announcement's been made by Obama, we'll play a clip in a moment, that they are going to go for amnesty by Christmas, and that Obama doesn't care what it does to Democrats. That's because it won't matter. Governor Moonbeam, who wants to ban all guns and who's wrecked California, came out and, of course, got reelected last night in a landslide. And they basically merged us with Latin America, and the takeover's happening. So it won't matter in a couple years because the states won't be able to stop the illegals from voting. And then they will vote for the Democrats, and it will be checkmate. So we're already in check right now. And if we don't get out of check playing this chess game right now, the globalists who want their North American Union and who want to be able to do whatever they want are going to win. So we all better, who support liberty, regardless of what color you are, better reach out to all of the white trendies and all of the, quote, minorities, or really the majority worldwide, and say, do you really want socialism and collectivism? Do you really want to pay trillions in banker bailouts that are bipartisanly being pushed? Do you really want to go with the Democratic Party who would pass Obamacare and are screw jobs meant to bankrupt the country and make you go on welfare so they can control you as a political class? And in his victory speech last night, Governor Brown said, it doesn't matter whether you're born here or whether you're here illegally. Welcome. This is your state. And it's its own rotting country. Its problem is, though, even though it's a beautiful state, I love it from the central area on up, and a lot of great people, most of those people are fleeing because they can't live under the socialism, under the social engineering, under the nightmares of the situation. So here's the headline report. Executive amnesty, no matter how big, a shellacking for Democrats. Let's go ahead and play that clip from ABC News.
Officials tell me the president is prepared to aggressively pursue his agenda, using his power of executive authority where he can't work with Congress. And the big one is going to be on immigration reform. White House officials tell me that the president will move forward with an executive order on immigration reform, no matter how big a shellacking Democrats get tonight.
So let me say this very, very calmly, okay? We were told in January this by the Border Patrol. We proved it with our cameras 3 months later. Okay? I'm going to say this very slowly for new listeners. The border's already open. The Border Patrol is forced to load the illegals on buses and ship them to Democratic facilities where they're signed up to vote and given welfare. They've also made a deal, bipartisan, to take over all the major apartment complexes and house the illegals with federal funds. Section 8 housing. Okay, it is a giant criminal conspiracy. It's bipartisan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There is some bad news. I'll tell you about it. Bad news in the election.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their minds. The children start to march. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I would give the InfoWars Nightly News team doing 6 hours of live broadcast an A+. I'd give myself about an A. I'm not good at applying makeup. And they were like, come on, apply makeup, everybody else is. So I went and put makeup on and got some of the powder in my eyes. And about 4 hours in, I just had to go. So I tried to wash out of my eyes and stuff, but by then my eyes were so inflamed. That's why by the end of it, by about 10 o'clock at night when I left, I was getting really angry because my eyes were burning. I've gotten Tabasco in my eyes. It doesn't hurt as bad as makeup. It just keeps burning and burning. So on our front, give the crew an A+, give me an A for not applying makeup right. But, hey, I'm not good at it, so I've been shown about 20 times how to do it, but I usually don't wear makeup on there. Not wearing any right now. If you're a radio listener, you know, what do you mean not wearing any? You know, radio is show business for ugly people. We're simulcasting video always at Infowars.com/show. You can see the nightly news and more in all my films when you subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, we have cable networks, satellite uplinks, broadcast TV stations, over 100 of them in a file that have been getting a hold of us the last year saying, we want your show, we want your show. So I've just got to get the nightly news officially launched up to an hour. I've got to pay for the uplinks and connect to all of it, and we're going to instantly have a huge, giant audience. And I have dropped the ball super royal. Not my crew. I've dropped the ball super royal because I've been so busy doing radio interviews, working on the nightly news, doing the radio show, doing research, and a bunch of family stuff that's come up in the last year that we are about 10 months behind here. But by the new year, it's all going to be done, all going to be launched, and you'll be able to call stations in your area, UHF, VHF, cable systems. So many of the owners and managers are listeners. It's just insane the contacts we've got. I mean, broadcast TV stations in Houston, broadcast TV stations in Atlanta, broadcast TV stations in Chicago, broadcast TV stations in Los Angeles, ready to carry it every night. And I've just been tinkering with it and messing with it and trying to get it looking so good and perfect. We're just going to go with it, okay? But last night was a really exciting beta test, 6 hours live, and no teleprompters. Of course, we have to put in a delay because after hours of makeup in my eyes, I did start dropping some S words, and I apologize for that, and that's why I left. Because, get up at 6:30 in the morning, it's 10 o'clock at night, and look at these politicians. Bravo Sierra is the only word sometimes I can use. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So I give myself maybe an A-minus now. But overall, powerful transmission yesterday. And we're going to try to get all that uploaded. Well, it is archived, the entire 6 hours, to PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll try to take some of the highlights of the election coverage. It was great analysis. It wasn't just the horse race, looking at the numbers, and, you know, bashing Tea Party the whole time, no matter what broadcast it was. Because Limbaugh's right. I've never seen such a unification of state-run Democrat media and the Republican leadership to go after the Tea Party and say, they're discredited, they have no power, they're bad, they're evil, they're racist, when they're the people that caused this realignment. It's the establishment now trying to make sure they can maintain control. They're scared. They're not invincible. Now, I want to take your phone calls, the toll-free number, to talk about election 2014, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all coming up. I want to hear from first-time callers in the first few rounds. Then by the middle of the next hour, it'll be open to everybody. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I want to run through, though, the good, the bad, and the ugly, mainly good. There is some bad. Places like Washington State, with Bill Gates funding it, did pass draconian gun control. And Bloomberg's help. I told you, of course, the governor got reelected in California and basically declared that California's a new Mexican state. How many Mexican states are there? Like 10 or something? Maybe it's the 11th Mexican state or 12th Mexican state. But it's not even a Mexican state. It's the big drug cartel, you know, crime systems state. But meanwhile, the gun control movement was routed almost everywhere else. So a huge repudiation and a huge referendum on victim disarmament, that's all coming up as well. But I want to go to a report that John Bowne put together for last night's coverage, dealing with You Didn't Build It. And basically showing the fact that the United States was loved and admired from Japan to France, from Germany to, you know, Caribbean islands, the entire world, from Russia to Prussia. The whole world marveled at the United States because most of the inventions, most of the amazing art, you name it, came from here. And we did build it. The true immigrants, the swashbucklers, the trailblazers, did build this country That's why the system demonizes it, because it threatened the entire European system of monopoly, of crony capitalism, of letter of mark, of licensure, of centralized control. Europe had been going through Renaissance for 500 years, but still it was mainly a centralized system. But the Renaissance flowered in North America, and everything we've seen for 300 years, even before the founding of this country, has been a struggle to suppress innovation. Read the writings of George Washington, what the war was really about. That's why they demonize him so much. Here is John Bounds' report for InfoWars.com.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out
there. Benjamin Franklin invented thousands of things.
Never leave till tomorrow, which you can do today. Benjamin Franklin.
It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there.
There is no substitute for hard work, Thomas Alva Edison.
If you were successful, somebody along the line give you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life.
Most pilots learn when they pin on their wings and go out and get in a fighter, especially that one thing you don't do. You don't believe anything anybody tells you about an airplane. Chuck Yeager.
Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive.
Democracy is a pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. H.L. Mencken.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Nothing strengthens the judgment and quickens the conscience like individual responsibility. Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Don't let anybody tell you that, it's corporations and businesses that create jobs. You know, that old theory, trickle-down economics. That has been tried. That has failed.
The internet didn't get invented on its own.
I took the initiative in creating the internet. I took the initiative in moving forward a whole range of initiatives.
There's some things just like fighting fires we don't do on our own. I mean, imagine if everybody had their own fire service. That'd be a hard way to organize fighting fires. So we say to ourselves, ever since the founding of this country, you know what, there's some things we do better together.
The basic philosophy between the so-called extreme left people and communists and socialists and the so-called philosophy on the right of the fascists and the Nazis was really the same. How can this be? They're supposed to be opposites of each other. And then I began to realize that there is something more common to all of these philosophies that was left out of my training and education. And that was the ideology of collectivism. Began to realize that the thing that was common to them all is something called collectivism. Now, that's a word that is not very well used. It's not very entrenched in the vocabulary of most people today. But I found out that it was a very commonly used word about a century ago. People wrote a lot about collectivism, and the opposite of that would be individualism. Those are two words that are sort of abandoned today, but in my view, I think they need to be recaptured and understood and used more.
America is big enough to make room for many different kinds of thinking, but many liberals have claimed to see virtues in socialism and communism, which I, for one, have not been able to find. To promote their ideas, American liberals have become a highly organized, hardcore establishment in the United States. And they have been excusing their appeasement and coddling of communism on the ground that they were being tolerant, broad-minded, and working for peace.
Remember always that you not only have the right to be an individual, you have an obligation to be one. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I. Lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the
20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want. It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose with just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities. Because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies, issues with no significance, of classism, statism, and all the rest of those.
Get that video posted up to prisonplanet.com and infowars.com as soon as we can. We also did an amazing pro-Second Amendment piece last night that premiered during the six-hour expanded InfoWars Nightly News. That'll be up in the next few hours on InfoWars.com and prisonplanet.com. And remember, if you're a radio listener out there, it is essential, it is key to tell your friends and family, whether you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, how they can tune in. That's how we reach more people. We're on the verge in the liberty movement of taking back the states, taking back the counties and cities, taking back the federal government, and the entire establishment has their wagon circled against us. Your calls are coming up. Let's go through some of these headlines here. Republicans expand majority in the House of Representatives and get a huge added 12 seats on top of the seats that they already had. So that's 12 on top of 234. They threw out a bunch of Democrats in Illinois. Every Democrat in the Congress in Arkansas thrown out. That's not happened in 140-plus years. Democrats sink to the pre-Great Depression levels in state legislatures, probably the lowest ever in the original party of the United States. Democrats weakest since 1920s. Again, just amazing. How the candidates who Hillary Clinton campaigned for do at the polls? Well, the answer is they lost. That's out of the Daily Caller. Just shows a total repudiation of her. We're now hearing headlines where, seeing headlines where Obama era is over. Well, he's meant to get his job done. That's why he's going to do what's unpopular. Open borders, gun control by executive order, you name it. Because it's foreign interest doing this. We focus on the dumbed-down masses that support the establishment, but they're just mindless victims of this, ladies and gentlemen. The real threat are the puppet controllers that pull the strings. Here's another Zero Hedge headline. The economy's so strong, it just cost Obama the Senate. That's what's really scary, is I have a Bloomberg article. We already knew this, but it's when it's in Bloomberg. That's when they start telling you what's going to happen. It means they want to cover their butt. Singer Elliott says U.S. growth optimism unwarranted as data cooked. Top fund manager says the economy is, quote, totally fake, deep crash coming. Totally fake, deep crash coming. We're not out of the woods by a long shot. And I hope the establishment is concerned enough about what's going on to realize they better pull up or they're going to wreck the whole system. Rand Paul has come out and said Hillary Clinton has been soundly rejected. This is a referendum on her. That's out of the Hill. I agree with that statement. Ron Paul's come out and said the two-party U.S. political system, in reality, a monopoly. That's what they're trying to maintain, attacking the Tea Party. It's just a challenger to that. But if both the big parties don't get it together, won't matter how many illegals they bring in for their new North American system, they as a political class will be removed. Because Americans are used to prosperity and they're not going to put up with the fact that globalism is meant to make us poor. Washington State approves expanded gun background checks, bans gun shows basically, requires background checks on all sales and transfers. That's always done ahead of confiscation. So that's some bad news there. There is some good news. Second Amendment crushes gun control candidates in midterm elections across the board, except for California and Washington, where the globalists have taken over. Continuing, history's made. Tim Scott becomes the South's first ever black man to enter the United States Senate by winning a public election as a Republican, not a Democrat. Hard to believe there's never been a black senator. Amazing. And now it's a Republican. I guess they're going to call that racist or call him an Uncle Tom or something. Johnny Ernest wins election, first woman to represent Iowa in the U.S. Senate, elected as a Republican. They're not going to like that, are they? Because they want it to all be about race and religion, not about lower taxes, more freedom. Eric Holder has released Fast and Furious documents that got him cited for corruption on election night, hoping that that would be like doing you-know-what in the wind. Greg Abbott steamrolls Wendy I Love Dead Babies Davis in Texas governor's race. That's certainly good news. And there goes Rick Perry to run for president. Wisconsin GOP Governor Walker wins re-election. But Obama's coming in as a lame duck with executive fiat dictatorial power.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
My name is Del, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Angela? Or is that Angela? The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers, is 800-259-9231. But to boil this down from my perspective, you have these globalist megacorporations that are creating a worldwide standardized cashless society, removing state sovereignty, national sovereignty, into supranational globalist organizations, in their own words, to create a planetary corporate world government that is anti-free market, anti-family, eugenics-based. They want to continue the dog and pony show and the two- and three-party systems across the world indefinitely while setting up police states as a rearguard action to secure that the people can never get control of a state and bring them to justice. It's like Hydra from Captain America. It's a criminal mindset that feeds on different systems. And we have to recognize that it's organized crime we're fighting and not let the big mega banks scapegoat capitalism and free market for all the horrors that are taking place. And America has gotten a 6-year example of what collectivism does. It creates poverty. So there is a massive rejection of collectivism. The problem is the establishment Republicans are still in control. They're scared. They're trying to block the libertarian patriot movement. We have to fully support it, promote it, and jump on every new Republican governor who was elected, every new legislator, every new mayor, not just federal, every senator that just got elected, every new House member. Hey, you repeal Obamacare. You repeal shutting down our clean coal plants. You make China lower those tariffs or we go to trade war. They do things that create a level playing field for this country, not a divide and conquer. And we can do that. But if we don't, it's going to be business as usual. We have to scare them immediately. And Mitch McConnell came out last night, Politico headline, we've got the video, and he said, we're not going to repeal Obamacare, and we're not going to shut down the government. That means you're going to continue with all the special interest, the looting of the country. Mitch McConnell, your hundreds of millions of dollars you've gotten while you're in office isn't going to be worth anything, and your grandkids aren't going to have a future if you continue to be a blue-blood globalist. You look at these politicians, so many of them are just nothing but teleprompter reading, Politico, talking heads that only want to play golf all day. They don't even know the issues. Most of these politicians are a bunch of idiots. Mitch McConnell, though, knows exactly what's going on, and John Boehner knows. So they're the enemy. We're going to go to break, come back, and go right to your phone calls briefly. We are going to get more colloidal silver bullet in next week. And in the next few weeks, we are going to be getting in the proprietary developed system, and I call the secret sauce. That will be available at InfoWarsLife.com. We are very close to selling out of DNA Force. We're very close to selling out of Survival Shield X2 and Lung Cleanse that are in the Biodefense Combo Pack. So I'm just warning you, last time DNA Force sold out, we didn't have it for 14 weeks. It's very hard to get these organic proprietary super nutraceuticals like the CoQ10, the BioPQQ, and others that we have in DNA Force. So we may sell out of the X2. We'll have the regular iodine that's excellent as well, Survival Shield. We got plenty of that. So if you want X2, you want Lung Cleanse, you want DNA Force, we've been sold out of silver for a month. I mean, I don't just say we're selling out to sell stuff. We sell out. InfoWarsLife.com. High-quality products. You support the broadcast as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.